ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 5 फ्रॉम वर्स 27-29। डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ ध्यान एंड भक्ति, विच मीन्स डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ meditation and devotion. Chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. Sparshan kritva bahir bahyams chakshush chaivantare bruvohu prana panau samau kritva nasa bhyantar charinau yatendriya mano buddhir munir moksha parayanaha विगते च भयक्रोधः यः सदा मुक्त एव सः। Shutting out all external contacts and fixing the gaze on the point between the eyebrows, having regulated evenly the prana, which means outgoing breath, and the apana, which means incoming breath, flowing through the nostrils, the sage who has controlled the senses, mind and intellect, solely pursuing liberation, free from desire, fear and anger, is ever liberated. Comment. Shutting out or renouncing external objects outside only, it means that a spiritual aspirant has solely one pursuit in mind, and there is no other existence besides God. The liberation is already achieved, but the spiritual aspirant does not experience this liberation because he gives importance to the existence and the sense of mindness for the persons and objects which are meeting and departing. Chapter 5, verse 29. Bhoktaram yachna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhrdam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mruchati. Having realized me as the enjoyer of all yajna, which means sacrifices, and tapas, which means austerities, the supreme lord of all the worlds and well-wisher of all, which means kind and unselfish friend of all beings, he attains peace. Comment. The Lord is not only the enjoyer of sacrifices and austerities, but he is also the enjoyer of all actions performed by his devotees. Refer Gita chapter 9 verse 27. He is also the enjoyer of love. If someone prostrates to someone, the Lord is enjoyer of that also. If someone worships any of the gods, the Lord is enjoyer of that also. Refer Gita chapter 9 verse 24. The Lord is enjoyer of all auspicious actions. He is God of all gods and is our supreme friend. When the devotee firmly accepts him in this way, then the mindness of aspirant shifts from the world to God. As soon as it happens, the aspirant attains eternal peace. Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre श्री कृष्णार्जुन संवादे कर्म सन्यास योगो नाम पांचमोध्यायः। Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, as sung in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna ends the fifth chapter entitled The Yoga of Renunciation of Action. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.